First Tuesday in Lent, The Good Use of Time by St. John Chrysostom. To be supported by continual hard work is a sort of asceticism. The souls of such men are clear and their minds better strung. For the man who has nothing to do is apter to say many things at random, and do many things at random, and he is busy all the day long about nothing, a huge lethargy taking him up entirely. But he that is employed will not lightly entertain in himself anything useless, in deeds, in words, or in thoughts, for his whole soul is altogether intent upon his laborious way of livelihood. Let us not therefore despise those who support themselves by the labor of their own hands, but let us rather call them happy on this account. For tell me, what thanks are due unto thee, when, after having received thy portion from thy Father, thou goest not on in any calling, but lavishing away the whole of it at random? Knowest thou not that we shall not all have to render the same account, but those who have enjoyed greater license here, a more exact one, those who are afflicted with labor, or poverty, or anything else of this kind, are not so severe? And this is plain from Lazarus and the rich man. For as thou for neglecting the right use of thy leisure art justly accused, so the poor man, who having full employment hath spent his remnant of time upon right objects, great will be the crowns which he shall receive. But dost thou urge that a soldier's duty should at least excuse thee, and dost thou charge them with thy want of leisure? The excuse cannot be founded in reason, for Cornelius was a centurion, yet in no way did the soldier's belt impair his strict rule of life. But thou, when thou art keeping holiday with idle companions, and making an entire waste of thy life, never thinkest of excusing thyself by the necessity of military service, or the fear of rulers. But when it is the church to which we call you, then occur these endless impediments. And what wilt thou say in that day, when thou seest the flame, and the rivers of fire, and the chains never to be broken, and shall hear the gnashing of teeth? Who shall stand up for thee in that day, when thou shalt see him that hath labored with his own hands, and hath lived uprightly, enjoying all glory, by thyself, who art now in silken robes and steaming with perfumes in incurable woe? What good will thy wealth and superfluity do thee? And the poor man, what harm will his poverty do him? Therefore, that we may not suffer then, let us fear what is said now, and let all our time of occupation be spent in employment on things which are really indispensable. For so, having propitiated God in regard of our past sins, and adding good deeds for the future, we shall be able to obtain unto the kingdom of heaven, through the favor and loving kindness of God.